Welcome to 95 Back Daily for Thursday, November 6th, 2025. I'm your host, Chance Miller. We are sponsored this week by Backblaze. While there's evidence to suggest that the iPhone Air has proven less popular than Apple had hoped, it seems the company hasn't given up on it altogether. A leaker with a decent track record says that Apple is currently exploring a second-generation iPhone Air that has two cameras instead of one. The current iPhone Air has a single 48-megapixel main sensor with a 1x lens that can also be digitally cropped into a 2x. This rumor says that the iPhone Air second generation will add a 48-megapixel ultra-wide lens, so you'd have a 48-megapixel main camera and a 48-megapixel ultra-wide camera. Apple apparently thinks that users are happy enough with that 2x telephoto digital crop and would rather have the main camera paired with an ultra-wide lens rather than the main camera paired with a telephoto lens. It's the same setup that's currently on the base iPhone 17. Whether or not the addition of an ultra-wide lens is enough to really change the buying calculus for iPhone shoppers considering the iPhone Air is unclear, but nonetheless, it's reassuring to iPhone Air fans that Apple isn't giving up on the product line, despite the first generation maybe not being quite as big of a hit as Apple had hoped. Next up today, we talked about iOS 26.2 and all of its new features yesterday, like changes to Apple News, Apple Podcasts, and more. And as it turns out, iOS 26.2 also brings a big improvement to Apple Music, support for offline lyrics. Apple first added lyric support to Apple Music way back in 2016. The feature has gotten significantly better since then, with support for search, live lyrics, karaoke mode, and lyric translations. Support for accessing lyrics, however, has always required a data connection, whether that be Wi-Fi or cellular. iOS 26.2 finally changes that. Now you can take full advantage of Apple Music's robust lyrics features even when offline. This is a common feature request among Apple Music users, so it's notable that Apple has responded. It'll be useful if maybe you're somewhere without connectivity, like on a plane, and still want to follow along with lyrics of a song or album. It'll also come in handy in areas where you might have some service, but not really enough to do anything. Previously, Apple Music lyrics just wouldn't appear at all in those situations. So the addition of offline lyrics in Apple Music is a quality of life improvement more than anything. You might not notice it right away, but you'll be glad that it exists when the need does arrive. It also gives Apple Music another advantage over Spotify, which requires a network connection to access its lyrics features. We are sponsored this week by Backblaze. Whether it's a client file, a critical invoice, or a folder of family photos, losing your data shouldn't be permanent. With Backblaze, you can restore from the cloud, the desktop restore app, or even have a drive with your data shipped to you overnight. It's automatic backup that works for everyone, individuals, freelancers, and small businesses, all without any setup headaches. 9to5 Mac listeners get 20% off with code 9to5daily. Go to backblaze.com/9to5Mac to start your free trial and use the promo code at checkout. backblaze.com/9to5Mac or hit the link in the show notes. In other news today, Apple is nearing a $1 billion deal to use Google Gemini models to power Siri. A few days ago, we talked about how Google had apparently won the AI bake-off inside Apple against Anthropic and Apple's own models to become the provider for the revamped AI-powered Siri, set to be released next year. A new report from Bloomberg has more details on the partnership. Interestingly, what tipped the scales towards Google wasn't necessarily model performance, but rather the price tag. Bloomberg says that following an extensive evaluation period, Apple and Google are now finalizing an agreement that would see Apple pay roughly $1 billion per year for access to Google's technology. Apple is planning to use a 1.2 trillion parameter artificial intelligence model developed by Google to power this promised overhaul of Siri. Parameters are essentially a measure of how complex an AI model is. For reference, Apple's in-house cloud-based model has 150 billion parameters, far fewer than Google's 1.2 trillion. Apple's local model, which was made with on-device performance in mind rather than raw power and size, has 3 billion parameters. Apple will use this 1.2 trillion parameter model running on its private cloud compute servers, so it won't run on Apple devices, it'll run on Apple's cloud servers. Apple's on-device AI features will continue to be powered by its own AI models. Importantly, this arrangement means that no data from users will be shared with Google. The effort is being overseen inside Apple by Mike Rockwell, who was put in charge of Siri after an internal shakeup following delays and failures of the last AI leadership team, alongside Craig Federighi. Finally, the report says that Apple's deal with Google doesn't mean that it's given up on its own projects to have an independent in-house model power Siri. It doesn't want to use Google's Gemini as a long-term solution. Apple is still working on its own AI technology and eventually hopes to replace Gemini with its own models. The use of Google Gemini is merely a stopgap solution. Gurman says that the new Siri features are currently on track to ship sometime next spring. That wraps up another episode of 9to5 Mac Daily. As always, you can find all of the latest Apple news on 9to5mac.com. Follow along with me on Threads at Chance H. Miller. And we'll be back tomorrow for a new episode of 9to5 Mac Daily.